Atmosphere is Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, military chaplain, and college professor. March 17th, from the Contemporary Version. The Servant's Primary Goal. We make it our aim to be well-pleasing to him. 2 Corinthians 5:9. We make it our aim. It requires a conscious decision, an effort to keep our primary goal constantly in front of us. It means holding ourselves to the highest priority year in and year out, not making our first priority to win souls or to establish churches or to have revivals, but seeking only to be well-pleasing to him. It is not a lack of spiritual experience that leads us to failure, but a lack of working to keep our eyes focused and on the right goal. At least once a week, examine yourself before God to see if your life is measuring up to the standard he has for you. Paul was like a musician who gives no thought to audience approval if he can only catch a look of approval from his conductor. Any goal we have that diverts us even to the slightest degree from the central goal of being approved to God, 2 Timothy 2:5, 15, may result in our rejection from further service for him. When you discern where the goal leads, you will understand why it is so necessary to keep looking unto Jesus, Hebrews 12:2. Paul spoke of the importance of controlling his own body so that it would not take him in the wrong direction. He said, "I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest I myself should become disqualified." 1 Corinthians 9:27. I must learn to relate everything to the primary goal, maintaining it without interruption. My worth to God publicly is measured by what I really am in my private life. It is my primary goal in life to please him and to be acceptable to him, as if something less, no matter how lofty it may sound. Here ends Oswald's reading. 2 Corinthians 5:9, "Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be acceptable to him." Here Paul is talking about the reconciling ministry. This is after he talked about the confident ministry. Just prior to this, we're told to be present with the Lord. It's when we're present with the Lord, we are clearly can teach that there is no lapse of time between death and the life to come. The believer's death brings him or her immediately into Christ's presence. Thus to die is gain. And this does not mean that Christ is not present with believers now. For the Holy Spirit's work is to mediate Christ's presence to the believer. But it does indicate that we are now with the Lord by faith and not by sight. So when we understand that this is the case, we will understand that he is forever present and ever around. And we need to make sure that as we live our lives in a worldly way, we are living it in a pleasure that makes him pleased with us.